Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and happy Thursday to everyone. I'm Veronica McMillan, your host for Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I have an absolutely wonderful show tonight. I'll be flying solo. Francine Humphrey will not be joining us tonight, but of course, it is yours truly, and I have a wonderful guest that I'm going to be bringing online in just a few minutes. So let me basically just tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the area of business, career, finance, housing, and life skills. And of course, the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. And I've said before that Francine and I really, we're just about being a voice for women, really about making sure that we advocate for women. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investments for retirement, exercise, nutrition, and tonight we're going to hit on that exercise, not necessarily exercise, but the nutrition piece of it with our guest, and I'm going to be bringing her on shortly, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy program, and we're so excited to do this on a weekly basis. We thank you all for listening to us every Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. Excuse me. If you need to connect with Francine, you can connect with her at Issues Concerning Women. Or you can connect with her by email at icwdirector@gmail.com. And of course, if you need to connect with me, you can connect with me at the micrononprofitnetwork.org or info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. Tonight's show, I just want to call it To Your Health. And I have a great guest and a friend of mine. Her name is Marcia Kentish. She's a registered nurse. She is a chronic disease manager, a certified care manager, certified health coach. Some of her basic training is that she has a BSN from Norfolk State University, Maryland Institute of Integrative Health, the Institute of Integrated Nutrition from New York City, an integrated health coach. I hope I'm saying this correctly, Marcia, ketogenic diet training from Charlie Foundation. Marcia Kentish, welcome to the show. How are you tonight?
Good. Hello. Thank you so much for having me tonight.
We are so glad to have you on the show tonight. And I think this is such an important topic since we're in the new year. And people don't know you. So I want you to tell our listening audience a little bit about who you are, what you do, your business before we jump in to the questions. And for those of you all who are listening, you know how this show goes. It's a 30-minute show, and by the time we get through to all of our questions and all of that stuff, we really don't have time to take questions. We'll probably bring Marcia back where she can take questions from you all, but tonight I really want to give this 30 minutes to her, and so we're going to jump in a second, but Marcia, I want you to tell the audience a little bit about who you are, what you do, and if they want to connect with you. They can do that. Yes, I'm still here. You here? Can you hear me?
Yes, I kind of lost you there for a couple of seconds.
Okay.
So I didn't hear your question.
Am I back? Okay, so I wanted you, I'm sorry, and it could be, again, my cell phone. I've been saying this for the whole year. It's a bit crazy. Just tell the audience a little bit about you and what you do.
Okay, well, yes, so my name is Marcia. As you said, I am a registered nurse, a health coach, and I recently completed my master's degree in nutrition. And just to give you a little bit of background as to why I kind of added nutrition to my repertoire is because my family, as well as myself, we started to experience a bit of a health struggle. And as a case manager, mm-hmm. I am in I'm out in the community, and I see firsthand the devastating effect that what we call polypharmacy has on one's health, and I just knew that that was not the road that I wanted to go down, not for myself and not for my family members, of course. So I thought that I needed to get a little bit more education concerning nutrition, because unfortunately it is not something that is taught in nursing school or in medical school. We kind of just kind of know kind of briefly brush on nutrition, but not in depth like I needed to. So once I've learned about nutrition and how I could use food to heal my body, I decided that this is something I definitely wanted to take to the community and just educate and empower and encourage folks to use nutrition as your first line of defense. You know, I'm not saying that we're never going to need medication, because that will be a bit naive as well. But if we just use nutrition as our first line of defense, you know, we might be able to reduce the amount of medication that we are taking.
Yeah, yeah. And I think part of this is that, you know, it's how we've been eating. So I want to, first of all, talk about the foods that are good for our body, because I think since this is January, everybody has gone on that exercise kick. And then by probably March, we're all off, including myself, but I knew better to do it this year. But let's talk a little bit about the foods that feed our body, that we don't have to go crazy, just a small step to change. Let's begin there first.
Yeah, so just to kind of elaborate a little bit about everybody's going to the gym and everyone is running, you know, one thing I must say that we cannot outrun nutrition. You cannot outweigh nutrition, meaning lifting weight. None of that. So you can work out all you want. You might be, you might lose the weight. You might look nice and thin and trim. However, nutrition is key. Because you know what we have, what we call skinny fat. You know, everybody, they look nice on the outside, but inside, you know, there's just a hot mess. So what is healthy nutrition? What is healthy? You know, just consuming lots of fruits and vegetables, high quality protein, healthy fat, cut down on the sugar. And unfortunately, you know, the standard American diet is a sad diet, you know, loaded with high fructose corn syrup, a very pro-inflammatory type diet. So in order for us to really experience health, you know, we just need to start introducing more fruits and vegetables, seeds and nuts. Again, high quality protein, and I stress high quality protein, because not all protein is created equal, as well as healthy fat. You know, people just think that fat makes you fat, but that is not true. Things like avocados and coconut oil and macadamia nuts and olive oil, those are healthy fats that will really help our bodies to burn the energy that it needs, to burn the fat so that we can get the energy that we need to do work.
Exactly. I mean, my mind is racing. The more you talk, the more I got 10,000 questions to that. Can you talk a little bit about this protein? Because I think people are going crazy on one side or the other. You see proteins in stores. You see proteins everywhere. When you say high-quality protein, what do you mean by that?
So I'm referring to, again, and this is very important, that a protein comes from grass-fed, if possible, that they are pasture-raised or free-range without hormones or antibiotics, because we are what we eat. So can you imagine consuming? And not only that, but if we look at the humane part of it, a lot of these animals are mistreated. And what people don't realize, and we kind of wonder why there's so much violence in our society. Well, if you are consuming an animal that has been abused, guess what? You are exactly what you eat. So that rage, that anger is going to actually be passed on to you. So, again, the high-quality protein, because you don't want to introduce antibiotics. Again, that's another issue. I'm pretty sure you have heard a lot of antibiotic resistant bacteria, and you know, people go in the hospital and everybody's getting MRSA, and you get in this and you get in that. Why? Because we're consuming foods that are loaded with it. So therefore, the antibiotic no longer works to kill that particular bacteria because the body has just become immune to it because it's being consumed in our food. So I consider a high quality, good quality protein, again, from cows, whether you consume, you know, beef or chicken, lamb, whatever, that is organic, grass-fed, free of hormones, and free of antibiotics.
Okay. Got it. Now, I know I'm way off on my questions because as soon as you started talking, I started thinking about something else. I want to talk a little bit about the fruits part of it because I know, you know, all fruits are not equal. I know that they are still sugar, but they're complex sugars. Can you talk a little bit about the best fruits to eat before I go on to my next question? And I want you to tell the audience how they can connect with you again. So let's talk a little bit about the fruits because it still is carbohydrates, correct?
That is correct. And the best fruits to eat are those who are dark in color, you know, your berries. Okay. So they are loaded with anti-inflammatory and antioxidants, so those are the best fruits to consume. But still, we need to be careful. A handful, a half a cup of fruit, that's really all we need because, again, it will spike your blood sugar. Now, I grew up in Central America, so the fruits that I'm used to are kind of different from what we can find here in America. So one of my favorites are papayas. Papayas are outstanding because it is loaded with digestive enzymes. So if you're having digestive issues, that is awesome. Fruit to consume. Coconut, some can argue that a fruit is it a nut. It's both. Coconut, bananas, and again, bananas are good, but you don't want to eat a whole banana. A half a banana is actually a serving size. And again, my health philosophy is this. Whatever God has placed on earth is good for us because he did not give us anything that is bad. So I really don't subscribe to the hype that this fruit is bad and this fruit is good. It's just moderation. And again, if you have a sensitivity to a particular fruit, then it does not matter how healthy that fruit is. It is not good for you. If, you know, a client coming in, my first line of defense will be those with the berries because, again, they're loaded with antioxidant, and we need that to reduce all of the inflammation. Yes.
Yeah, wow. So before I go on to my next question, can you give everybody the information on how they can connect with you to find out more information about what you're doing? We're going to talk a little bit about your cooking classes in a minute, but if you can just share that information, whether it be email, telephone, website, whatever it is that you want to share with them about how they can connect with you.
Sure. So my website is www.altumwellness.com. And again, that is altumwellness.com. My phone number is 757-404-6078. And of course, my email address is mkentish@altumseniorcare.com.
Wonderful. You hit on something a minute ago, and I want to go back to that. It was about hormones, and I'm a woman of a certain age, and so hormones play a tremendous role in, you know, in terms of the way that I lose, gain, or whatever, in terms of, you know, weight or what have you. How does hormones impact, you know, you as an individual, and what are the best foods for those women who are seasonal? Let me use that word. For those of us who are seasonal and who have gone through that process and know it's very difficult. I cannot lose the weight that I could lose years ago, and then because of a surgery, that has had an impact. So talk a little bit about the hormones and its impact upon a woman's body and what would be the best sort of foods for her as she's, you know, trying to get on this pathway of, you know, of eating healthy for life, because not diet. I hate to use the term diet now because I already know for myself, and I know for you all who might be out there listening, especially your younger ones, you probably could lose a pound in 2 days or what have you. That's not the case for me. So I want to talk, Marcia, just a little bit about how hormones play into all of this.
Okay, absolutely. So, we have the different hormones in our bodies, but in particular, I want to talk about the ones that will influence our weight, whether male or female. And some of them, I'll have to say the most important one is probably insulin. Insulin, we have leptin, we have cortisol, we have ghrelin, and of course, we have the thyroid hormones. And there is a hormone that we probably don't hear a whole lot about, but it's very prominent in the ketogenic community. It's called adiponectin. As well as you probably specifically asking me about estrogen. So, you know, as we age, our estrogen level tends to decrease, right? So that's what keeps us, give us that hourglass figure and all that stuff. And as that starts to decrease, you know, that hourglass figure is not so much any longer. But what I want to really focus on is insulin, because I really think that is the main cause of the excessive weight gain. If you notice, that weight gain is normally in the abdominal area. So with the standard American diet that we have consumed in our youth, it kind of catches up on you as we get older. So the whole reason for insulin, so the pancreas releases insulin after we eat a high carbohydrate diet or any diet for that matter, any meal, right? So the job of the insulin is to lower our sugar. But the constant, I could use the word abuse, but because that's the way I look at it, the constant abuse of our bodies in high carbohydrate diet, you know, the body's constantly just producing insulin. And it's, think about it like a key. You know, you're constantly using that key to open the door, and eventually that key is going to stop working. That is what insulin is to the cell. So it needs to open up the cell so that the sugar that we just consume or the glucose enter into the cell to provide you with energy. After a while, that doesn't work any longer. So then we have insulin just flowing around in that bloodstream. You have all that blood sugar flowing in our bloodstream, but the body is extremely smart. The body knows that insulin is very toxic to our body, so it needs to go somewhere, and it chooses fat, and that's where it is stored, in our fat cells.
Yeah.
So just imagine taking a syringe full of water, and you're going to inject it into, a balloon or whatever. That's what happens to that fat cell. It's getting larger and larger, and you're producing more and more. So that is one of the main issues, especially with menopausal women. And recently I was chatting with a friend, and the same thing, you know, it's like I've been working out, I'm doing this, and I just can't lose the weight. And I says, well, you know what, we need to go back to the basic. You know, we learn in biology about the different life cycles, right? So an infant, their nutritional, they have more nutritional demand because they have growing brains, growing body. And as we go through the different life stages, that nutritional requirement changes, right? But we fail to realize that as we get older. So we want to continue to eat the same exact way we ate when we were 20 and 30, and that just not work. We have to make adjustments. And again, I don't want to make blanket statements, because you have the tall, skinny person who they do well with using their carbohydrate for energy. When you have a shorter, stockier person, they are not going to really use that carbohydrate as effective. So that's where, you know, that particular person will probably have to consume a little bit more fat in their diet and reduce the amount of carbohydrate. And that is a start, you know, getting rid of the sugar. Sugar is very pro-inflammatory. Stress, you know, we're running around, we're stressful, we're doing this, we're doing that. Then you have the cortisol levels that are elevated, which, again, is going to cause weight gain in the abdominal region. Of the issues, you know, we are also exposed to lots of toxins, you know, makeup, perfumes, cigarettes, smoke. all those things are affect our hormones and just send us into a frenzy. Yeah.
Yeah, and we don't even think about it. You know what I mean? And when you start talking about the perfumes and all of that stuff, we don't even think about that when it comes to, you know, our diet. And so we're just focusing in on 15,000 hours of exercise. And I know for myself as an older woman with a knee issue and then weight issues and all that stuff, you know, it's just crazy. But then you really have to start. And what I've said to myself is really, really, really getting that water in and just the greens. Get into, you know, those greens things to make sure that my body is getting that back to, you know, back to nature sort of kind of thing for me. And so I want to specifically talk about water for a second, but I want them to have your information again because I'm sitting here looking at the time. I'm like, oh, my God, the time is just flying. So give them your information again because we literally just need to have a show with one or two topics and that's it. But I got 10,000 things I want to ask you, and I'm sure that the audience is kind of like chomping at the bits because they can't ask any questions, but we're going to have you back on and do open mic. But I want you to basically give that information again of how they can contact you. I want to talk a little bit about water, the hydration, and then I want to talk about the classes that you're doing in these minutes that we have left. So let's give them your handles again, and then let's talk about hydration.
Okay, that again, the website is altumwellness.com. Phone number is 757-404-6078. And email is mkentish@altumseniorcare.com. However, if you go to the website, you could just go ahead. That information is also on the website and how to contact me. There is a contact form. You can fill that out and just send me a message. That will be the easiest way to get in contact with me. Okay, so let's talk about water. Water is important. And I think that is one thing, you know, I talk about making smart goals and people come in and they want to, you know, change and start getting healthy. And I talk about smart goals. They need to be specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based. So water will be definitely one of those things. So why is water so important? Because, first of all, we are made up primarily by water. We need water in order for the nutrients that we are consuming to get to its destination. If you don't have movement, it won't go away. It will be just, you know, at a standstill. We need water in order to have regular bowel movement. We need water for detoxification, right? So if we're not consuming enough water, then none of these things are happening. And as we age, unfortunately, we kind of start to lose that sense of that thirst, that thirst signal kind of becomes dampened. So if you could go a long day, a couple of days without drinking water, and you won't even feel thirsty. And again, if you've experienced this, a lot of senior citizens end up in the emergency room. Why? What is the first sign? Confusion.
Yeah.
And more. 9 times out of 10 is dehydration. They give them a couple of bags of IV fluids and, you know, they're good to go. So recommended amount of water that we should consume is half our body weight in ounces.
Got it.
And again, you know, it probably would be a very daunting task to just start consuming all that water at once. And I just say, if you were drinking one glass of water, then up it by one. So you're drinking two. And the following day, try to do three and four so that it does not become a source of stress, because we're not trying to stress anyone out. But drinking water is very important. Now, in the summer, that's really easy because we're hot. But in the winter, people tend to kind of not drink that water as much as we should.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, we're down to 5 minutes now. Let's talk about the cooking classes. That's why I got to do it again. So let's talk a little bit about the cooking classes, what it is that you want to do.
Okay, so we're still in the planning phases, but my cooking classes are going to be different in that, you know, everybody has a cooking class of teaching you how to cook Italian, how to cook pastry, French food, whatever. But my cooking classes is going to be geared towards nutrition. So what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
the cooking classes are going to focus on, say, for instance, someone who has an autoimmune disease. So our cooking classes are going to gear towards teaching them how to cook foods that are anti-inflammatory, right? People with high blood pressure, we're going to show them the best foods to cook to reduce that blood pressure or for better sleep. People, what's the other one? So we have sleep, we have anti-inflammatory, we have autoimmune. We're going to also teach you how to cook foods that are going to help you with hormonal balance, gut.
I can't wait.
Yeah, so that's pretty much what I am focusing on. So not so much on the skill of cooking, but how do we take these nutrients and use them as medicine? And how do, you know, and we have to be careful how we cook certain nutrients because we definitely don't want to destroy the very nutrients that we need in order to correct whatever disease process we are experiencing.
Wow. I mean, I'm so excited. I can't wait because I'm going to be one of the first persons that sign up for class. I can't wait. I mean, you're just going to have to hurry up because we're kind of needing this like right now. Ever since you told me about it some time ago, I've been just sort of kind of waiting because I think what most people are doing is that their focus is weight loss, but they're not talking to people from the vantage point that you are talking and teaching people how to do that and these little baby steps toward change. I think it's going to be absolutely wonderful. I know that I want to, a program that I'm working on now is called Doctors and Nurses. It's a mobile healthcare program that introduces middle schoolers to the medical field, and nutrition is a part of that. So I'm going to talk more to you about that as well. But let's get your handles again because I know my announcers are going to be coming in a few minutes, but I want them to be able to know where to go to when you and I disconnect and they will start talking about what we're going to do. Give them your handles again.
Okay, so that's altumwellness.com. Phone number is 757-404-6078. And email is mkentish@altumseniorcare.com. And that's ALTUM, seniorcare.com.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, what, I mean, I'm looking at time. We got about 3 minutes. What food would you say, if you were giving them one tip, what food would you say incorporate this in your diet, a vegetable? And then what fruit would you say, if all there was were these fruits and vegetables left on the earth, what fruit would you say you shouldn't definitely have that? Because I heard somebody say cabbage, and then now the big thing is kale and collard. So what would you say?
Oh, it's funny you said kale. I love kale because kale can be, you know, you can do kale chips at home. Actually, I don't like the store-bought kale chip. I love to do that at home, and it's really delicious. I love my kale in salad, and I love sauteing my kale with red cabbage. And so that's one of my favorite. Why? Because it's loaded with magnesium. It's loaded with vitamin K. It's loaded with calcium. You can get some out of kale. And then as far as fruit, I love my blueberries because, again, it is loaded with antioxidant, and I freeze my blueberries, and that's what I grab when I have that, when I want to snack on something.
Oh, great idea. I've never froze my blueberry. Oh, see, yeah, I know we're going to have to do just a show just on this. But it's just been, again, 30 minutes goes by so quickly. I hear the announcer saying 90 seconds. And so
she's
saying 60 seconds. But I just wanted to just take this time to say thank you so very, very much. We're going to definitely have you back on the show again. So that we can have open mic for people to ask you questions. Unfortunately, we only have 30 minutes, so we'll probably take two or three questions because I'll probably have 10,000 questions to ask as well. But definitely want to have you back. Thank you so very much for sharing the information.
Thank you.
Wealth of knowledge that you have. I can't wait for the cooking classes. I'm sure those who have listened to us over the couple of years appreciate this as well, and we will keep you all informed about these cooking classes once you get this done. So thank you so much, Marcia. We shall be talking again
really soon. Thank you.
All righty, you all. You're welcome. And for the, you all that listen every week, thank you all so very much. Do something good for somebody. Don't forget to say your prayers and thank God for all that you have. Thank you all. Good night. Bye-bye now.